That is the problem, is that when, instead of, you know, being truly thankful to God on this holiday, I don't think there's anything wrong with watching football, but if that's your main focus for Thanksgiving, you're wrong. Yeah. If your main focus is to mark the beginning of the holiday shopping season, you're wrong. Do you think God is pleased with that? He's not pleased with that at all. If you're focusing and being idolatrous towards some football team, and that's all you care about, that's the only thing you care about on Thanksgiving, you're not right with God. Yeah. Now, it should be celebrated with family. It should be celebrated with friends. It should be something that you thank God for. And God gives us many wonderful things and wonderful benefits. And He's truly amazing to us. And He's better to us than we really deserve. Amen. And let's be honest. So this holiday has turned into nothing more than an idolatrous, gluttonous covetousness in this country. And, you know, even Christmas is ruined, you know. Christmas, they're talking about Santa Claus. Who's that? Not real, okay? Santa Claus is fake, he's phony, and, you know, it's just trying to take the place of Jesus, right? He don't know when you're sleeping. He don't know when you're awake because he doesn't exist. So God knows when you're sleeping, though. God knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, too, right? But anyway, so instead of being thankful to God for goodness and mercy and provision, people are thankful for sports heroes teams. People are thankful that they can stand in line all night to get some stupid piece of junk television, you know, that is just going to defile their mind even further. It's like, here, let me defile your mind in ultra, 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 ultra HD. You know, so get the 72-incher, you know, make sure that everything is covered, all parts of your ears and your eyes are defiled. So turn to Romans chapter 1, Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 verse 20 says, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse." So you should be able to look just at creation in general and realize that there's a creator. I mean, they're without excuse. Even if they don't hear about Jesus, they're still without excuse, the Bible says. Verse 21 says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." So why? What is one of the reasons? They were not thankful. And so if we have a nation of people that are not truly thankful to God, you know, it said, the Bible says they became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened. You want to have a foolish, darkened heart? You want to be a God-hating reprobate? Well, the first way to do is to not be thankful to God for the things that He gives you. To not acknowledge that God is the Creator. To not acknowledge and be saved by the Lord Jesus Christ is an easy way to become a reprobate, to become a fool with a darkened heart.